listening to.
All right, everyone, listen up.
We'll listen to it in high fidelity stereophonic sound.
Now listen carefully.
I want you to listen very carefully to what he has to say. I did.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change.
All right, fine. Now listen up and listen good.
You're not listening.
Listen.
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 Listen very carefully to
106.7 WJFK. Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C. Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Okay, okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Okay, Howdy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the old guy on TV saying the S word. It's cut out.
Yes, very good.
And really, everybody's seen the video, but the video makes it when he takes his microphone off and walks off while all that bald dude sits there and just laughs. The guy who reminds me of a bald Billy Bob.
I haven't seen this.
James Carville.
Yeah. Where was I? It was Carville?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Robert Novak
and
James Carville,
right.
And they're having some discussion, and Carville says something like, why don't you call your buddies at the Wall Street Journal? They're listening to what you say. And this guy Novak says, this is bull ass. And he says it.
He's got a temper. I mean, I've read about him before.
You didn't know this?
No. And then he walks off the set.
And he walks off. So here it is. Well, I'm glad, here I am thinking that I've got to set this up. And,
right.
And Mike didn't even know, so I'm glad we're setting it up.
I have not seen it.
Here it is.
Just let me finish what I'm going to say, James, please. I know you hate to hear me, but you have to
see. He's got to show these right wingers that he's got backbone. You know, that's right. The Wall Street Journal editorial page is watching you. Show them you're tough.
Well, I think that's bull. I hate that. Just let it go.
Okay, James, what do you think, though, seriously, about this Senate race, James, that basically the...
He walks off?
There goes Novak.
He's gone.
I gotta see it.
You've not seen it.
No, I haven't seen it. What was it on?
CNN
last night.
And now everybody picked it up?
All over the internet, everywhere today.
No, I was just watching Jessica Simpson all morning.
She was everywhere. I saw her.
You didn't see plenty of her. You didn't see that during the news?
No. I saw Krebs.
What?
Krebs didn't have it. Bastard.
What if Joe Krebs is your only source of information?
Needlenose Krebs.
You are.
Needlenose Krebs.
You're saying that's wrong?
Really embarrassed that I didn't see it. Damn it.
Do we have it here?
Like a videotape?
We can get it on the internet.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, yeah, the internet. What's that? What is that?
Come on now, hold on a second. Phone? Come on. Dude.
Is it broken?
No.
Not anymore.
It's good. Just bull ass.
The weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
There it is.
Thank Joe.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Joe.
Thank God it's...
It's Aloha Friday.
Okay, we get it.
You're not going to go all day.
Oh, we haven't gotten to the opera part yet.
Oh, really? This Friday.
Friday.
This one's for you one more time, Mike.
Okay, let me finish what I'm going to say, James, please. I know you hate to hear me, but you have to.
He's got
to
show these right wingers that he's got backbone. You know, that's right. The Wall Street Journal editorial page is watching you. Show them you're tough.
Well, I think that's bull. I hate that. Just let it go.
Okay, James, what do you think, though, seriously, about this Senate race, James?
And meanwhile, old Baldy, Lex Luthor is sitting there.
He's got to be loving every second of it.
He was laughing his ass off.
And just continued without him.
Great.
The whole time.
It couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Oh, and
Robert Novak.
One more thing before we start today's show.
Yes.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Brockett Motors.
Ever had to get to the rodeo, but you had this problem? I'm Franklin, born with a tooth. From Brockett Used Motors, and I'll let you in on just a little bit of a deal. If you come down here with a case of beer, I can give you a good deal on an old 65 Chevy Impala four-door. You can put both the mother and the father-in-law in there, and the six cousins, and as well their sisters, and don't forget grandma too. You can even get five others in the trunk if you take out the spare tire.
Rock
on Wednesdays, you can drive into town and hang out around Galt Gardens. It doesn't have any hubcaps, and a window in the back is just plastic. But a good deal at only $4 to $8 if you bring me a case of whiskey. Come on down today. Listen to one satisfied customer. Okay, we'll see what we got here. This son of a car better start. I gotta get to the rodeo. She's running a little rough.
Rodeo!
And Whitey car. He's a spark plug. This thing's a piece of shit.
And that's where the tape ends.
There it is! The Don and Mike Show.
It was Ernie Scarface.
Yes, Ernie Cutface.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Ernie Cutface.
Well, he goes by Ernie K. Scar or an Ernie Cutface.
Right, and now Dude Walker.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello!
There was some Van Halen today. Why not?
Hello!
Jerry?
Hello.
Hi there. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I know who I want to talk to.
Thank God it's Friday.
We got those for every day of the week, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, everybody stay tuned.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Eric.
Eric.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Lou Brock and all the ships at sea. Legendary Canadian troubadours, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Yeah. Thank you. We cannot explain why Lou Brock is on fire. That's before the show funny. Sorry about that.
Yes, it is.
Not a Mike Show, new episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday!
08-05-05.
Hi, Donna Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Out of there, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
No, Buzz not retarded. And you can call us from anywhere in America. Here's the toll-free number. 877-365-3636 from Mexico, from Canada. Call 800-636-1067. And if you're lucky enough to be listening to the blowtorch known as WJFK.
Oh, the flamethrower.
Right, 202-432-1067. And we're on the web. You can listen to us now live. Infinity has finally realized that the internet is here to stay.
Yes, the stream.
Go to WJFK.com or Buzz, the easier one is
RadioMatt.com.
Okay. And we have a website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. It's dark right now. It'll be up. We've got a meeting about that next week.
So. Very good.
So there you go. That's all the crap that you need to call the show.
Those are the nuts and bolts.
I want to tell you what I did yesterday. What a pain in the ass this was.
Sure.
This entire thing with being the executor of my wife's will and the
business. Yeah,
in the state of Virginia, you got to be there. You visit. You like can't send a lawyer. You got to be there.
Were there any guys with powdered wigs yesterday? Did you have the ye old town crier?
I don't want to say anything bad about any of those people because they all control. You know, my entire life. So.
Yes, it is a little different than a lot of other states where you have to physically be present there.
I'll outline that for you in a second here. I think there's some stuff that you might find funny. Well, a couple of times I lost it with a couple of the questions that they were asking me. I mean, for instance, really, how many copies of the death certificate, Frida, do you think I'm going to need?
Oh, boy.
And remember. Yeah, 50 cents each right now. Really?
Yeah. But if I want them lighter, they're going to cost me more.
Jesus.
So, the lady is saying to me, and she's being pleasant. This is part of her job.
The way it works.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, she does it every day.
I mean, and I don't mean to imply that the people that I dealt with yesterday were inconsiderate. They were not.
Okay.
It's just the way it goes.
The rules.
You know, I'm sitting there. I'm signing all of these papers, and everything's got to be goddamn notarized, and I've got to pull down my pants. Why I've got to do that, I'm not really sure.
Well, that can be fun if you do it the right way.
You've got a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of them there, Buzz. Lots of lawyers and lots of CPAs.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And, you know, that's one of the questions that threw me off. How many copies of the death certificate? I said, oh, I don't know. Remember, they're only 50 cents each today. And any time passes, like the price goes up. I said, what's the average? She said,
yeah, good question.
She said, how about 20? I said, well, 20 sounds great. She said, okay, would you like those notarized? And I said, you know what? We're notarizing everything today.
Sure.
Why not?
Was there a special on notarizing?
Boy, was there, Mike. Yeah. Everything. I mean, yeah. Goddamn everything. And, Rob, I heard before the show today that you did read my impassioned plea yesterday.
Yes.
You read it with my tone?
Yeah, your tone and verbiage.
Thank you.
And then we hit it a bunch of times yesterday, and I'm real sorry that it's not here yet. I'm not sure where it is.
Hi, everyone. I don't know if Rob spoke to you in this voice yesterday.
Yes, he did.
I'm sure he did. He does understand me. Like no one. I was in the middle of all this crap yesterday. Calling Rob, and he says, is there anything you want me to say on the air? And I said, well, yeah, I was really going to play the sympathy card to get the Madden 06. Because
right.
I told Mike, even this morning, I was watching SportsCenter, and I see, I don't know what the ad's for. I think it's for football in general.
Right. I think it's a promo for the upcoming season.
It's guys just knocking each other on their ass, and it's got like 25, 24, 23, 21, 28, 4,
4 days until Madden 2006.
You know, there's the way I understood it when I left here last night is there's a guy from Baltimore that supposedly is ferrying it down here.
Did you mention?
It should be here by COB.
Did you mention I would pay retail plus up to 7.5%?
And when we got the commitment from the guy from Baltimore, Rob had mentioned the fact that, you know, it's all well and good that we are having this gentleman come down from Baltimore. However, you know, you might want to hold out for a slightly better deal. I was not aware of what the deal was for the guy from Baltimore. You
I
might be getting
a retail, Mike. Yeah. I don't mind.
Don, you may be getting a better price than that, if you know what I mean.
That would be fine. I'd be glad. You know, I don't want to play on the sympathy card.
This is true. Oh.
Did you mention the part about my anniversary?
24 years on Sunday.
Yes.
Yes, you did. It should be here, hopefully, by the end of the business day, which would be about 2 hours from now.
I hope so. Only it would just it'd be a nice diversion. And plus, I've always wanted to get it early. Every year I want to get it early. I can't get it early.
Well, the fact is people have it. So, I mean, it's not like it's not even available. Some people have it.
And I should tell you, in all seriousness, and I'm not going to drag the show down and be morbid or anything, don't worry about me. Everybody listening, and I mean, not only you guys here, but people listening and my family listening, don't worry about Sunday. I'm cool on Sunday. Sunday is my anniversary. I was goofing on that to get the Madden game. I'm going to be fine. If one more person says to me, gosh, you know, what can we do on Sunday? You know, it's not like Sunday is going to be any worse than today was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or like Saturday will be. It's another day. It'll be a sad day. I don't need nothing.
Except Madden 2006.
Except Madden 2006. Mike, it would mean
I know
a lot.
I'm counting on that. You know, I will be honest with you. I feel a load of personal responsibility for that man coming down from Baltimore. If I had a way of acquiring it myself, I would.
So listen, here's the deal. When you go to the state of Virginia, if you go through something like what I went through with my wife dying, that there's so much paperwork. You got to be there for everything. They tell me like in I don't know how many states we currently have that I count as real states. I think when I was looking at the map when we were on vacation, I think I counted 35 good states in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that
I did. You might wonder how I passed the time.
Sure.
At one point when I was sitting in some doctor's office or some office somewhere, there was a map of the United States on the wall.
And you were like counting the ones that were good?
Well, after sitting in a room for 30 minutes and the only magazine available was like Highlights or whatever.
You know, I love for the little ones.
Right. There was nothing to read. I read all this stuff about the blood pressure medicine. You know, I was just sitting in a doctor's office and there's all the come-ons in there and I got done reading and finally just looked at the map. Uh-huh. So I'm thinking, okay.
Now, were you basing this on any criteria or were you just staring at the map and saying to yourself, that's a good one, that's a good one?
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Yeah. Could you, you know, I don't want to offend because we're on a lot of states around the country, but could you throw out a few of the ones that you just were absolute no-brainer crappy ones?
Alabama. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mississippi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, but see, here's the deal. I could make a case for almost every state in the Union.
One of the Dakotas.
Mississippi. You got Biloxi, right? And they got the casinos.
Mike, there's casinos everywhere. Listen, this is just, I was just saying.
Casino in Charlestown.
35.
That's West Virginia.
In my opinion, there's 35 decent states. They tell me that there's 50 states plus the District of Columbia. My point is.
So 35 that are, in your opinion, inhabitable.
Yes,
three.
But
inhabitable.
Even if you go with the thought that there are 50 states that you could live in, counting D.C., 51. They tell me that Virginia is the most uptight legally when it comes to stuff like getting a will, a poor choice of words, that I'm the execution of the, or the, you know, I'm the executor.
Right.
And I kept saying that as well, you know. Well, I'm here for the execution of the.
No.
Yeah, I did say that a couple of times.
That'll pick their heads up, though.
Kind of walking around in a daze.
No, that had to be tough.
It was sign this and sign this, and like so many times with how many copies do you need? And the main focus, no matter what it was don't forget you can save. The more you buy today.
And that kind of question, I know that under normal circumstances, you're not a big fan of the question that you have no answer to. And I hate that circumstance when you're in any situation, retail, what have you, getting your car worked on, when they'll ask you a question that you really have no. How many copies do you need?
I mean, what's the norm?
How do you know?
20.
It's the national average.
That's great. Give me 20. Can you put them in a nice box and put a freaking bow on it for me? You cow.
She didn't. She didn't seem phased at that. You know, no. She asked that question
like
a lot.
There was only one woman that was a cow, and she knows who she is. And
they usually do.
The others were not. As a matter of fact, you know, some of them were very nice. You know,
right.
After a while, they would say no. I would say no. Super notarize me. You know, don't just notarize like super notarize.
That's like the documentary.
Super notarize me.
Sure.
Because I mean, you got to go into
you
it.
You want a frosty with that?
You got to go into it with at least with a half-ass good attitude. Otherwise, right. it's an entire day of dealing with.
Did you have anybody with you when you were doing this? Did you have anybody?
Not only did I have the CPA guys, hello?
Yes, he was there. Well, that alone, I would imagine spending the day with him had to be a little stressful.
Well, fortunately, his part was on the telephone.
Ah, that's good.
He arranged that lawyer arranged so that he could be there. Because really, as it says in Virginia, really the only person they really needed was me.
Ye.
With all ye old documents.
Right.
So everybody was there except the lawyer guy. And I got to tell you something about him, too.
Oh, no.
Something that's just...
Oh, good. Oh, no, oh, good. Oh, no, oh, joy. We, Don and I, for certain matters, have the same attorney.
He's a good guy. He's helping me handle a bunch of this stuff. I'm going through other people now with, like, messages that one guy, one lawyer will say something, and then the other lawyer will say, well, this guy wanted to know this. And they're all helping me expedite this whole thing along.
Right.
And anyway, one of the questions that was left to me by this particular lawyer was, did I want to think about retaining another lawyer? And I'm looking at the guy that's saying this to me. I'm like, I've got like a baseball team here. I got freaking 11 of you guys already. What do I need number 12 for?
Anytime you can eliminate one or two, it's better than getting another one.
Anyway, this guy's thought was that, I shouldn't forget that I always have the option to file a wrongful death suit against the guy with the accident. And, you know, I said to these guys that I'm with, I'm said, that's like the last thing on my mind.
Sure.
You know, the police have said it's an accident. I'm not going to go after this guy.
And I listened when you addressed that the other day.
Right.
You addressed
right.
that in detail.
I said, if you would please pass along that I don't, you know, I'm not into that.
No, I would have had a message if I had been standing next to you. If you would please pass along to that particular attorney that if he starts running now, he might be able to catch the ambulance that just went by him.
Well, you know who that guy
so
is.
He can drop his so he can drop his business card off.
You know who that is, though. I mean, that was
that was
our guy.
Our guy who suggested you get another guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, just my head.
Always looking out.
My head spinning. Yesterday, just one gazillion freaking miles an hour.
Well, welcome Hello. Back to the fun house.
I'm just bear with me for a second.
Okay.
I got a couple more things to get out of my system. One thing that I still can't get out of my system is number three. Yesterday was an awful day for that. I didn't even try.
Yeah.
A couple of things that have just rubbed me the wrong way. And I feel...
well, that
so
would explain
speak.
It.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
that's the problem.
Oh, my God, yes. and if you'd like, after I get past what I want to say, semi-serious, I'd be glad to tell you that too much friction...
Oh, dear.
Is not a good thing.
No. Yeah, no.
And
you don't want to damage yourself.
And God knows that, you know, once you get... an oogie,
right?
You know, once you get a once you get, I don't want the word
and
sore is an ugly
an
word.
Abrasion, perhaps.
Thank
an
you,
irritation.
Thank you, Buzz.
A buddy of mine that I was talking to the other night was discussing you that subject that you had the other day.
Yeah,
he was explaining. We get the comments quite often where people say they have to pull over to the side of the road. He had to pull over to the side of the road so he could wipe the tears away because he was laughing so hard.
Oh, I'm glad that made him happy.
And at the same time going, oh, my God.
Well, you should know that right now.
You're having that impact on people.
Funny to him.
He should know, and everyone should know now. In the what I like to call the sweet spot. Okay?
Yeah.
It's almost as if, let's use a finger as an example. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever... accidentally touched an oven.
Oh, yeah.
And you've had a blister.
Oh,
and,
my.
And
God.
What you do is you pull it back,
oh.
and you notice underneath that there's just the pinkest, like chicken of the sea, layer of skin underneath there.
Very bright.
And you realize.
Oh!
And you realize that underneath that, I guess, is just like blood and guts. Like,
yeah.
That's. You've reached the lowest possible level of skin
you have
left.
You want to slow down on that.
So your finger's sore?
My finger is sore. I don't know
whether we've ever had this.
I don't have a Band-Aid on it, and it's not like you can go and get ointment. I mean, what the hell am I going to do? Go to CVS and say hi?
You know, I don't know.
You won't believe.
I think we have had this discussion.
Or I've got an abrasion.
We have discussed this before. When... how do I do this delicately? When we are
the best way.
Pursuing that that activity, do you are products involved? Do you use anything that?
No.
You know, we had Rudy Marsky on the show yesterday. That would like.
Oh, congratulations on that.
Something that would be.
That's quite a pleat in your case.
You missed it.
Somebody that. What we did was Rudy called in the office, and I answered as Rob, and then put Rob on the phone as me. And Rudy took it hook, line, and sinker both ways. The funny thing was when Rob was trying to be me. But Rudy had the big atomizer jug, as you remember.
Vaseline.
We were reminiscing about that.
Vaseline.
So you don't... Well, see, that's the problem.
Well, no, but Mike, listen, I've also tried it in the shower.
Uh-huh.
You know, where there's soaps and stuff. So it's
water.
It's not
cut right to the chase. A good, solid lubricant. Might take care in the future. Take care of that problem. But then again, habits are hard to break.
Well, let me just say that I did try, but the problem is that the imagine again that you have this
sore finger from touching the stove.
From touching the stove. And if you were to put some type of lubricant, because
anointment, perhaps.
Yes, but because of this thing you have goes down to the. What apparently
flesh.
Is like the last level between you and all the wires inside you.
Mm-hmm. Like if you were in a drugstore and you burned yourself on a griddle because the soda jerk.
Well, when you.
Was,
attempt to use some type of lubricant, Mike, it stings.
It does. My advice to
it
you.
It stings.
My advice to you, as hard as it may be, it would be to take a brief hiatus.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to.
Because that might take a while.
Which is why that Madden game is so goddamn important.
Diversions are the key. I know they truly are. Diversions.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Enthusiasm.
Hello.
Hey, Don. How are you? Welcome back.
Thank you.
One of my wait staff told me something today, which was a little disturbing, but it may help you out. They mentioned that Marilyn Manson took out his bottom two ribs so that he could be more flexible and bend down a little closer to Mr. Happy.
Hey, listen, and, you know, that sounds like an urban legend to
me. Listen, is this like that story we heard about Morton Anderson of the New Orleans Saints? I don't care how desperate I'm getting. If you think that I'm going to go down there, you know, with the mouth that I eat with,
it does not mean you're gay.
No, listen, I don't care. I don't care. I wouldn't do it if I was a dog and I could do it.
Do you
Thank
have a
you.
Dog?
Thank
That's
you.
A valid question, though.
What is?
If you could, would you? If you really could.
Not now.
What if you could not now, but I mean if you could and it was socially acceptable.
Well, it's socially acceptable for
homo.
Okay. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
How about you, Buzz?
It's intriguing. I'd give it some thought.
I would not, because I know. Listen.
I have to be honest. I might give it a shot.
Listen. And I used to.
Because it's me.
I used to be amazed on the opportunity, on the rare opportunities when I would get that treatment from Frida.
Right.
I would be amazed that she wouldn't just immediately run to the bathroom. Because, like, would you ask me about it?
Mm-hmm.
I know what comes out of that faucet mainly.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Most of the time.
Which is why.
A lot more than the other time.
Which is why you couldn't get me.
Yeah.
100 miles. I mean, my mouth would not be any. Because all I would remember is what comes. And for goodness sakes, you know, what if the cold water was turned on and the hot water was turned off and the hot water was turned on? And what if, God forbid.
Well, I would make sure that wouldn't happen.
But what if I was doing that and then all of a sudden, I mean.
I don't believe the Marilyn Manson thing, by the way. I don't think you have ribs taken out. You can't do that, can you?
Jane Fonda did when she did her workout video. She
really?
Had ribs removed.
Oh, I don't know.
And
that.
Did she do that so that she could
bury
her head?
It wouldn't.
Right on the button, Jane.
Okay, hold on. We're off topic here.
Yes, we are.
I thought
we were discussing what you brought up, though.
We were, but I wanted to talk about something a little serious.
Okay.
Just for half a second.
No problem.
It's been a while since I've been, like, surfing on the net, and people have sent me a bunch of very nice notes and said, go to this link for this, and look at this, and look at this. And most of it, I really can't look at yet.
Right.
And Michael tell you, there's boxes in our office of cards that I just can't bring myself to open.
Right.
But I will eventually. Somebody emailed me and said, it was a friend, not in the radio business, emailed me and said, I heard the show on Monday, and it's, you know, saying how moved he was by it.
Okay.
And I said, well, that's great. I'm glad that the internet stream was up and running on that day. He said, oh, no, I didn't hear it live. This guy lives out on the West Coast. He said, I heard it on the internet. And I said, well, that's okay, because it's got to be floating around.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, the guy listens from the San Francisco area.
Okay.
So his station is KHTK in Sacramento. And he told me that's where he found the audio file
mm-hmm.
of Monday's show. And I don't mind that it's out on the internet, but what I do mind is that when you go to KHTK.com, right on the front freaking page,
mm-hmm.
what's hot? ! And it's got my picture there, and it says, Don Geronimo's tribute to Frida. In a remarkable 75-minute monologue that was part love letter and part eulogy, Geronimo spoke movingly of the woman he married nearly 24 years ago. Click here to hear the monologue. Hey, listen.
No.
You know what that is?
Yeah, you let them have it, man.
That's bad taste.
It is indeed.
Okay, you're going to say that you're doing your listeners a favor, that people have called and asked. I agree. If you want to put it on your website,
right.
Make it a small little thing, but take my goddamn big face off
there. And don't sell it like it's a used car, please.
You know, come on.
I agree.
Click here. And
asshats.
Excuse me. David Letterman does a monologue.
Right.
Right.
Jay Leno does a monologue.
Right.
I wouldn't really describe Monday's show as a monologue. I mean, perhaps some people have.
You might describe it as therapy. I think that's what I would describe it as.
I personally don't appreciate that.
No,
so,
that's tacky.
That's right.
That's tacky with a capital T. Let's see if they can get it off by the end of our show. That would be nice.
And I have every day so many different letters or correspondence items that I could bring to your attention.
Right.
I tell the guys in the office about all of the asshats that have been calling and the letters and the stuff with the people with the mix up with the names on the bills and everything. This one, though, takes the cake.
Okay.
Really, just as far as being weird, this one takes the cake.
Okay.
Now, around this past, my sister-in-law, Robbie, called her today, and I said, this is so nuts, and I'm going to read it on the air. I'm going to leave the lady's name out.
Okay.
And she said, yeah, you should. It's crazy. So I'm at the computer, and I'm going through, you know, Frida, like everybody, had 8,000 different email accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going through, and I'm closing out her accounts, and I'm getting rid of the spam mail, and I notice in one of her personal accounts, there was a letter, an email, that had been sent on August 2nd, which was, Tuesday?
Right.
Okay. Give me a sec. I want to get a sip of my beverage. Sure. Give me a moment.
So this was an email that was sent to one of her accounts.
Right.
Okay.
And this is from a lady. To Frida. Subject, miss you. Now, this is sent to my wife's email account.
Right.
Okay?
3 days ago.
Not to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to a P.O. box, to my wife's email account.
Right.
When I remembered that your email was St. Frida, and I won't tell you because it's at some, you know, dot something.
Right.
I thought, how appropriate. I have no doubt that you are letting all of these certified saints know what it really takes. It was so good to see you at name-deleted birthday party. You were so excited about the Tampa house, and you knew Lexus, and Mike losing weight and being in such great shape. You had a wonderful smile on your face the entire evening. When Name Deleted called me in Italy to tell me what happened, I thought I felt your presence. Smiling and saying, I don't need a damn passport to be in Italy. I lit a candle for you near Palermo. I think you were standing next to me when I did that. I have a photo of us. I'm keeping it with me for now because your smiling face keeps me smiling and crying. I'll miss you, St. Frida. And then it's got this broad's name. Now listen, honey. Who do you think you're sending this email to? You know, to be as blunt as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a month has passed. You know that my wife is dead. You know, is this therapy for you? Great. Write it down and put it in your own book.
Right. Yeah, that's right. True.
Don't send it to my goddamn wife's email account. What do you think? You think she's going to log on and go, oh, look at this. Oh, isn't that wonderful? You know.
A little strange for the people that are still around, too.
Right.
I felt like typing back. Dear, name deleted. Thank you for your wonderful note. Let's talk when you get back from Italy.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
it's weird, and it bothers you. I mean, and the long and short of it feels strange, and I can understand. I try to understand. I try to empathize in these situations, and I would imagine
being
the widower, that would piss me off. That's the long and short
anybody
of it.
Would. You know, I think it's incredibly selfish of this woman.
It is.
That I understand she was grieving for Frida. That's great. She was a friend and an acquaintance. Even better. You know, you want to write something down, put it in your own memory book, your diary, whatever. But honey, you're sending this to my dead wife's like email account, and you're writing it like she's going to read it. And you really screwed up my morning. So I hope there's awful weather in Italy for the rest of the time that you're there.
Really. There it is.
I hope the Leaning Tower leans right on you.
And you know, I like the fact that you're contacting advisors on this sometimes, too, you know, to say, what do you think? Because I agree with that. I agree with the fact that you read that. Because I think anybody that has been through a similar experience would react in a similar fashion.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, listen, here's
because, I mean, the bottom line is not to get heavy, not to get down, but when you're over there kind of saying, hey, I'm dealing with this over here.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of leaving you out of the equation. That's a little odd.
A little selfish. Yeah. You know, I'm sad. You're sad. You know, and that's wonderful. But wait, send it to my wife's email.
Don't send it to her.
You know, what are you doing?
Pissed you off.
Yes.
Rightly so.
And this person works in public relations.
Of course they do.
I swear to God, no, right. I ain't making that up.
Doesn't surprise me.
Duh. Big D.
Yeah.
Big U. Big H.
Sure.
Duh.
Right. Well, it's like, you know, saying a car dealer knows a lot about cars. Not necessarily always the case, you know. Not necessarily always the case. You know, it's not like the guy that's scooping out the, you know, the chunky monkey at Ben and Jerry's really knows the recipe.
Because, you know, the truth is that maybe it made her feel better. You know, but screw her. What do you think, that no one was ever going to go through these email accounts?
Yeah,
and, you
a little
know,
thoughtless there.
And if you thought that maybe I was going to read it, how about just writing, you know, to me, or even better, sending it to my email address.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right.
Even, you know what, even that's a different situation, even with a little preamble, that I wrote this to, I'm giving this to you,
this like
but this is an open letter to her.
Listen, here's the thing about this dumb broad.
It's like you don't rate.
Hold on. I can't believe. No, and it's not at that level that I'm not caring about myself. I'm just thinking, if I had heard that somebody that I had known had died,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what kind of person sent a month later, sends a note to the dead person, to the dead person's email account?
A little strange.
I mean, I know what type of person now, because I know who does.
I haven't heard of that before.
I know. Now I understand her a little better.
There you go. Well, perhaps you get another email. Somewhere down the road,
probably not until she gets back from Italy.
Yeah, well, that good. I hope it's a good long vacation then.
I hope she has a fantastic time.
Enjoy yourself.
I hope that she gets acid reflux.
Yeah, eating all that pasta.
That will not go away.
Yeah, nothing too serious, thank God.
Thank God.
Then they will send her an email back.
Hey, look at this.
You know,
look at that. You got an email. It says two words. You could wig her out.
Oh, and you know, another well-intentioned friend came by.
Right.
Knocked on the door. Said, hi. How are you? I said, you know, I'm dealing with it. Thank you. Got a little something for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, that's really, don't have to, no, really. You need this now. I said, oh, thank you. And it was a brand new copy of the hit movie Ghost.
Oh, no.
So,
No.
I am not. I'm not making this up.
People do goofy stuff.
Listen, this is an old
person.
Hey,
the fact is, people are going to do...
This is an old person.
People are going to do some strange stuff trying to cope with this situation. And the thing about it is, you've got every right to have a little fun with it. Especially when it's like that.
Absolutely.
That's
so my God.
I'm just standing there on my front porch.
You know, nobody wrote the rule book on this situation.
We could, based on this.
I'm looking at this going, well, yeah. Yeah, she says to me, do you know about this movie? I said, yes. You know, whatever came out 15 years ago, yes,
right.
I'm very aware.
It was a totally wrong choice. I would have gone with something much better. Angels in the Outfield.
Well, now, Mike, that's I would hope you'd keep it to the Patrick Swayze genre.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And maybe you would
Roadhouse.
Go, or Black Dog, the one where he's the truck driver with Meatloaf.
And Red Dawn, if you want to go back a ways.
Yeah, and of course, you know.
Patrick Swayze collection.
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, with Baby.
Yeah.
With Baby.
You know, if you squeeze that into the whole box set, you're all set.
But you sure are.
Crazy for
the movie Ghost.
So then, after this well-intentioned person,
and everybody's well-intentioned, I suppose.
And I said thank you. And there's not a chance this person is listening. This person's never heard the show before, so I don't care. I'm talking about this. Actually, went in the other room because there was nothing on TV, and I put the DVD in. I went right to the very end, thinking, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to get all choked up." And instead, I was just reminded how crappy, technically, the end of that movie is. Because I fast forwarded.
You mean the special effects that are not their current quality self?
That after what's his name? Swayze finds out, and Demi Moore finds out, and everything's resolved.
And he moves the penny and all that.
They're with Whoopi Goldberg, and then they're in the... I went to the very end,
right,
where the light comes down,
sure,
and it's like the worst Jerry Todd chroma key. and you know, she's looking up into the light,
right.
But it's like bad TV
weatherman graphics.
And don't forget the great script writing and what he says.
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya.
There it is. Fantastic. Well, maybe you can use this to take up pottery.
And then he just then he just turns and walks away. But right. Even though the movie came out, I guess, in the 80s, it struck me as I was watching, it was more like 1970s technology.
And Patrick Swayze counts as the most hungover guest that we've ever had on the show.
Oh, yes.
when he did our show years ago.
He smelled, didn't he?
He had a little reek of alcohol on.
He was laying his head down. In the room like where Buzz is.
Yeah, the a little studio where people would wait to come on the show.
This is when Dirty Dancing was hot, and every woman that worked at the radio station was there at 8 o'clock in the morning.
To see him,
and they didn't know that he was in the next room. And Mike and I spent about 10 minutes just looking at the great Patrick Swayze.
It's hysterical.
At the pinnacle of his career, just laying like this with his head down.
Yep.
And when he came in the studio, they were playing a record then. So he comes in, we go, "How you doing?" He says, "Oh, banged up, man." But he did okay on the air.
He did great on the air. He was a lot of fun. He had gone with the philosophy that in order to do a morning radio show and get up that early, why get up when you can just stay out all night?
That's right.
And that's what he had done.
Didn't work for him.
Yeah, a flawed strategy, yes.
Flawed.
Yes, very
anyway,
flawed.
That's just a sampling of the dumb stuff that's happened to me.
Everybody kind of wigging out a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Everybody that's close to you, and or even not close to you, but like lives on your street or something like that.
Yeah, I could do a whole show, really, with all of the what I deem to be inappropriate letters,
right,
and cards.
Off target.
Even, I think one of the places that I had mentioned that had called or sent letters, looking for Frida.
Mm-hmm.
I got a DHL package today, overnight thing, from some place that I mentioned on the air. A very nice letter from the CEO that basically said, listen, we're sorry for your loss. Heard you mentioned our name on the air. Yeah, we did send the bill to your house in your wife's name. We didn't know that she was dead, and we didn't call you. Now, if the letters had stopped there, I would be on the air right now offering this guy a 100% apology.
Mm-hmm.
But the letter continues to say, you don't understand how complicated the healthcare business is.
Oh, no.
Oh, fine.
Justifying trying to explain their ins and outs.
In essence, saying because everybody's healthcare is covered by 8,000 different people. Well, stuff gets farmed out and people make calls and they have no idea of knowing who's doing what. So basically, it was one of those, we're very sorry if you were offended letters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the worst.
You know,
that's really a non-apology apology.
Yeah. And the guy,
sorry if you felt that way.
You know, all I'll say to the guy, because the last thing I want to do is have a goddamn hospital sue me now, dude, just even if I screwed it up in some way, you admit that you screwed it up in some way too.
Absolutely.
Just, a note from you, and you took the time to send me an overnight letter at my house from the CEO, very nice. How about just a little, hey, maybe we both got it wrong, sorry for your loss.
Right.
Rather than the whole, we didn't do this, we did do this, this is why we're sorry. Oh, and then, an explanation for me, that the call may have been made in essence like when you order something on the internet and you get a guy in India and you have no idea it's a guy in India.
Well, I'm going to say this, and maybe I shouldn't say this, but it's nice to know that no matter what the circumstances are, certain people don't get out of the mode of covering their own ass.
No.
That's nice.
Well, I'm covering mine now because I'm not saying the name of the place because, the guy, the tone of the letter was reverent, but also saying, watch what you say about whoever.
Yeah, well, that's, I think, the one thing that you need during this time is to be lectured.
Right.
I think that's helpful, right?
More than anything.
Ass hat. Sorry, that's me.
The one thing that I was thinking as I was, rereading his letter was, gosh, the only thing is, and I did receive a lot of calls and have received a lot of mail, but, gosh, why is it that I would remember just the name of that one particular place?
I don't know.
Why would that be?
Yeah.
I can't figure that one out.
Well, the sensitivity seems like it's continuing.
But fortunately for me, the movie Ghost arrived shortly after.
So you could see the bad special effects at the very end.
And then,
you didn't go to the original scene at the beginning of the movie where he's helping her with the pottery?
Because that speaks to another problem you were discussing.
Yeah, and I would be glad to discuss that with you in depth. But we must break it. And what, Buzz?
But I just, that's fine.
I've got to fire up the pottery oven.
Right.
Yes, the spinning wheel.
That's the scene when she's working on the clay, and she's got the third or fourth button undone.
Yeah,
and she's got remember those attributes.
Yeah,
that we
had. Yes.
Why was Buzz getting all hot and bothered about that?
I don't know. Well, Buzz just wrote that on a card.
You were about to say we're going to go to break, and I thought you might want to add that.
Well, thank you, Buzz. What do I know? Just say it. Don't write it. Just say it.
Buddy Sorrell Burbank over there. He does that every now and then.
I always tell Buzz, just say it.
Well, but this was your line.
Well, no, it was Buzz. It's your line, Buzz, and I say
thank you.
Thank you, right. Buzz.
Hey, whose line is it anyway? Let's do some pantomime.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Wondered if you felt like Kevin Spacey in American Beauty this morning, where he said, "Believe it or not, this is going to be the best part of my day."
Yes. Yeah, except here's the thing: Kevin Spacey was able to, to close that deal.
Well, they don't show that in the American Beauty, but you assume they kind of show him in the.
I believe that he
he probably did.
Yeah, he closed it. Always be closing. He's also great in Glengarry Glen Ross.
Mm-hmm. Do not interrupt me again. I love that scene where he throws the asparagus up against the wall.
Don and Mike show. Hello,
Your Majesty.
Hello.
Hey, Dynamite.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to ask Don if I was going to send him over a copy of Point Break. Should I keep that at home?
Oh, that's another Patrick Swayze.
Point Break.
And you know what? I'll give you a chime on that. Because that's one that's not bad.
I haven't seen Point Break.
It's Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
Keanu Reeves as the FBI guy.
Oh, an acting clinic.
And Patrick Swayze is in a bunch of surfer. He's in a surfer gang.
Right.
And they put on masks of dead presidents and go and rob banks.
I've only seen Red Dawn, Ghost, and Dirty Dancing. Now, Other than that, I haven't enjoyed the Patrick Swayze collection.
Now, Point Break's very appropriate.
Point Break.
Point Break.
Very all right, like my surfing.
Friend. Well, you like me? Swayze crazy.
Swayze crazy.
All right, we'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And the way Hansel combs his hair?
Well, like, doesn't. It's like, excuse me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
Well, Earth to Brent. I was making a joke.
Earth to Mikis.
Duh.
Okay.
I knew that. Earth to Brint. I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikas. I just didn't get it right away.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now, because someone has to be the dumbass, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Hi.
Here's another thing that I forgot to tell you in the opening. I'm finding also, now that it's just me, that the language difference is really becoming a hang-up. You know, the fact that a lot of people in this country don't speak our native tongue.
That's true.
And I mention the lovely Alicia, who's the main gypsy that's been coming over and, cleaning our house for the last 15 years.
Right.
And she's a wonderful lady, and she speaks very fluent Spanish. Mm-hmm. And my kids speak Spanish, and they used to talk all the time.
Right. Buenos ding-dong diddly dia, señor.
So, like 3 weeks ago, right after everything happened with Frida, she and I hugged, and she cried because she truly missed her.
Yeah.
And yesterday I got back from the courthouse, and it's right as they were all it's like a clown car. Really. And when they opened up, it was like 8,000 immigrants come out. And she comes over, and she says, "Mr. Mike, I have to ask you something." And I said, "Sure, Alicia. What is it?" And she said, and I'm thinking, I've already been through this emotional thing with her once, and I know she's not like Fausto,
right?
You know, the other guy.
She gets it.
She knows.
She understands what's happened.
She said, "I don't know how to ask. I tell you that I..." And then she turns and looks away, and I'm like, "What?" She said, I need to go Clorox.
It can irritate the eyes.
Bleach, Mr. Mike. And I said, do you need me to buy Clorox? Yes.
You need me to buy the big bottle of it?
Yes. I said, remember how you used to leave out like the empty bottles of Fantastic?
She's understanding that when you say that.
Windex.
Right. I mean,
well, yeah, she is. Because the way we used to do it was she'd leave the empty bottles out.
Right.
And we'd go to the store and,
right,
and buy the stuff. So I said, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You leave the bottle out, and I'll have it by the next time you're here next week. Oh, thank you, Mr. Mike. Thank you so much. And then instead of leaving, she goes upstairs.
Right.
And like, whatever.
So you think she's done.
Right. And I think she's going to go back upstairs and finish cleaning,
well,
although the house is as clean as a whistle. She comes back downstairs with the empty bottle of Clorox. See? And now by this time, I'm sitting watching the Tony Kornheiser show.
Right.
And she says, I'm going to put these on the counter. And I said, you don't have to. I already wrote a post-it. And she said, you want me to write something?
Put the El Bleacho on the counter, please. Next to the Bretto.
So I finally just let it go. And said, yeah, you knock yourself out.
Right.
Put the bottle out there.
Yeah, but just think, next week, your whites are going to be whiter than they've ever been.
Well, and God knows I'm going to buy the industrial size because, you know, I mean, it's not a pretty sight.
This is true.
It's
do you think your love of brand names will continue into those domestic products?
Oh, yes.
You won't buy, you'll buy the Clorox, you won't buy the...
You're goddamn right.
The special, the Food Lion bleach?
Trust no other.
No. I'm only going to buy the Food Lion bleach when I want to put it on my meat. Or was it fish?
All of the above.
They actually put it on a chicken and ham, I believe.
Ham.
I think ham was the number one that they bleached.
Bleached ham.
And they love us for never forgetting that.
That's right.
And speaking of bleached ham, that number three situation, I think we've just about covered it as much as I can cover it to tell you that.
Yeah, I believe the next update will really have to be when.
Now it's got to
success.
Be a time of healing.
That's right. That's terrible.
And it's and you know, right on the sweet spot. Remember when you were a kid and you had your ball glove and you'd get it home and you would put it under, like what I would do is put it under a leg on my bed.
I actually put it under my mattress.
Yeah, well, you would do anything you could to get it folded over.
Right.
So it would fold over naturally.
And you'd have that that spot where the ball would go in.
Yeah, and you would even have some type of...
salve.
There's something that
I put oil.
That you would rub in there.
Love oil.
To get, you know, the sweet spot. Well, my sweet spot is just a mess.
I'm sure
you want to leave that alone.
I'm sure it's not related, but this problem with the number three, that's not why you're out of bleach.
Oh dear.
Is it?
That's pretty nasty.
I'm telling you, that's a problem.
You keep bleach away from that, especially if you're down like to your second epidermal layer there.
You'll hear
your second epidermal layer there, Donnie.
You'll hear some sizzling.
Watch out for that, the epidermal. You know, because really, what's that all about? That's all about nerve endings. So you keep any, you know, make sure you keep everything fresh. I wouldn't even try powder.
Plus, I think that over the weekend, I don't think so. You know, I'm still counting on that Madden game getting here.
Where is that? Now I'm getting nervous. Do we have an update on that, incidentally? Do we have a... Because really, the guy yesterday was coming down from Baltimore. He spoke... Did he speak to Beth Ann, Rob, yesterday?
He spoke to Travis.
He's supposed to try.
There's a joystick that won't get irritated.
And also, I think...
Grip it as tight as you want.
So I think this weekend, I will give it a shot. And then next week, I've got Bart coming in. He's coming in for a week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God knows, that's the last thing he needs to see.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, to be walking around the corner one day, and, you know, Dad, how you doing? Oh, my God.
Not at all.
So I think, you know, with him there...
Right.
That'll give me a chance to heal.
This was true, the healing, the literal healing process.
Yes, right. Yes, absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Now, Don, how in the hell do you not use a lubricant?
Hey, Josh, is that your name?
Yeah.
Oh, I see, it's on the screen. How the hell do you not listen to the whole show?
Well, I apologize for that.
Right, we've already covered it, dude.
It's personal preference.
That Vaseline will fix it.
Dude, if you had listened to any part of the first hour of the show today, Mike brought it up. I've tried it, but now, because I'm down to the
right.
Down to the last level
when
of
you
skin.
Get,
no,
when
but
you,
the Vaseline will be like a painful, good
you're not looking forward, Josh. You're looking backward. Damage already done.
All right, sorry.
I'm going to call with a suggestion, make it a valuable one.
And all of the banana boat oil in the world is going to sting, no matter how beautifully it smells.
Vaseline will not sting. I'm telling you.
You know, I'm listen, dude. Why don't you just drive down here to the station?
He's very interested in that.
Okay. I'll sit in the lobby. I'll pull down my pants. You can apply the Vaseline.
Let him just see it, baby. Hold on.
You can apply the Vaseline, and then I am positive that my reaction will convince you that indeed Vaseline does hurt.
Wow. You know, and all I'm thinking about now is different products. Oh. I'm thinking about different products over the years. You know what's the worst, I think, is a soap product. Like if you use that soft soap.
Yeah.
I you know, I've done that before, and that's not a good idea.
Not hello.
Soft. I can't go into real detail as to why.
I don't think you have to.
Right.
Hello.
Don?
Yes.
There's a name for your condition.
Of course there is.
It's called Honeymooners Burn.
I know what that is.
Would my child bride be happy to hear that?
Thank you.
Welcome. Have a good day.
Got in a slightly different way.
Goodbye. Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, if you get that on your honeymoon for the reason that I'm, then you're in the wrong situation. You shouldn't be doing that yourself if you're on your honeymoon.
I don't want to go into details, Don, but never, never use Freon.
Only if it's real hot outside.
Very, very bad. Or any kind of antifreeze.
It's hot. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. That is so hot. Hello.
That's hello. Hot like Paris.
Yeah. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering maybe, Don, if you tried using a toy or something like that. You know, they sell those really good...
Yeah, I tell you what. Here's what I tried. I got a Mr. Potato Head.
See, that's the problem. It's too hard to grade a plastic.
Right. Then I got a Fantastic Four play set, and nothing seems to be working.
Well, that's surprising.
See you later.
Cottage cheese, a no-go as well.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Not a good idea.
Hello.
Hello, Don?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Next of Kin.
Oh, another Patrick Swayze movie, right.
Oh.
And that's an awful one.
I had no idea that Patrick Swayze had made this many of my films.
Thank you, my friend.
Next of Kin? I've never even heard of that one.
See you later. Oh, and my Next of Kin, I mentioned Bart's coming back next week.
Right.
We're going to have what's going to be both a great moment and a funny moment next week.
Okay.
Frida had bought, I don't know, months ago, tickets for us, real good seats, to go see Brian Wilson. Because you know how much I love Brian Wilson.
You do.
And you know how much, even with all the goofing,
you consider him, and I tell people this, you are serious, you consider him to be, as far as modern music is concerned, truly a genius.
He's the Beethoven of my generation. I put him above McCartney and Lennon and all the rest. Even Vanilla Ice, he's better than all those guys.
Stop.
And, you know, a lot of that music meant a lot to me and to Frida.
Right.
So we were going to go to the show, Frida and I were, and we had never given thought to meeting Brian Wilson. Mm-hmm. But as it turns out, Bart's coming back, and we're going to the show next Wednesday night, and the people at Wolf Trap have been nice enough to say, you know, would you like... You know, to meet Brian Wilson? I said, are you kidding?
It was,
really seriously... nothing would make me feel better than telling this guy how much his music has meant to me over the years and how much it meant to my wife and I and how much it still means to me now.
Mm-hmm.
So I call my kid up and I say, hey, we're going to meet Brian Wilson. And he says,
we're doing dance, looking for romance.
He starts doing the whole.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the white Pacific shore.
Right.
As we are flowing mountains to the south and by the shore. Turned by the John Hanson and quite well known by all.
I'm saying to my kid.
Nature of a cannonball.
He says, Dad, what are you going to say to him? I said, Bart, I'm going to tell him how his music is. You know how his music has impacted my life.
Don't we really have a tape of the real Brian Wilson? Like, don't we have that tape where he is singing Bob Moran?
Yeah, I mean, it's somewhere in the back room. It's along with the tapes that we have of his dad screaming at them.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, what's his name?
Murray Wilson.
Murray Wilson.
Murray telling them that he sucks. And
what if Brian Wilson uses soft soap?
That he's no good.
Oh,
I'm still curious about that. My only memory, and I tell you, and he has gotten himself. In in much better shape. So that's why he's able to do the tour. That's why he's doing everything. The fact is, Brian Wilson, when I saw him, it may have been even before you and I started working together, but you were doing the emceeing for one of the concerts on the Mall, and I was backstage, and my first sight of Brian Wilson is when they were carrying him up the stairs.
Yeah, right.
To go on stage. And you had mentioned when you were on stage, you noticed the keyboard was
unplugged.
Unplugged.
Now, that's rough time. I'm sure you've heard the new recording of He Did Smile.
Smile, yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm. I heard Heroes and Villains on the radio today, and it sounded just like the original until he started to sing, and I thought it was Carl from Caddyshack.
Hello, wow. This is Craig.
I want you guys. Don't you can hide.
It's a fine line we're walking now because.
I know. And it doesn't matter. You've always considered him a genius, regardless of his ups and downs. It doesn't matter. He's probably got a great band that he's put together, and it's going to be a great show.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to tell the guy.
Yeah, right.
The problem that I'm going to have, Mike, is that, you know, that face you were just making?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Bart's going to
do that the whole time.
Going to be making the exact same face.
The thing about it, if it was any other problem that he had where he spoke differently, it would be easier to handle. But that is what happened to Brian Wilson. He started...